This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, last week we talked about the challenges that are involved in helping producers of pork products understand the sometimes volatile relationship between the supply and demand sides of the industry. In that conversation with Glenn Tonzer, an economics professor at Kansas State University, we talked about where he sees an opportunity for growth in the coming year, both at the meat case and in the restaurants. But the consumers aren't buying the way you think they are. We'll talk about that right after this.
From improving sustainability to boosting exports and funding innovative research, your investment in the Soybean Checkoff is helping to create new opportunities for farmers. It's fueling progress and opening doors to new markets. See for yourself how the checkoff works for you by visiting iasoybeans.com. Together, we're growing more than just crops. We're growing the future. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of driving the industry forward.
Well, as we said, there seems to be a reason for some confidence in what the consuming public will be looking for in pork in 2025. As we continue talking with Glenn Tonzer, he talks about something called the Meat Demand Monitor that gives him that confidence. It's a tool with the National Pork Board and the Pork Checkoff.
So one of the things in the Meat Demand Monitor, which is the project based at Kansas State, the Beef and Pork Checkoff both fund, it's a large survey project. Mm-hmm. Folks can Google it and find more on it if they're not familiar, is we actually ask people how your finances compare today versus a year ago. Are they better, the same, or worse? And in October of 2024, which is the most recent data I have to quote at the moment, 21% said their finances are better than a year ago, which means 79% say they're either the same or worse. I'm watching that. There's been some slow improvement in that measure the last few months. I'm, again, cautiously optimistic we're going to see some ongoing slow improvement. So that would be the one metric I'm going to watch. And what we see as that improves, people consume more meat the prior day, and they pay up and they do value-added kind of purchasing. So that's the demand pull that we were alluding to earlier. That's what I'm watching for, the kind of the metric to track.
One thing that the pandemic did, as we mentioned last week, was getting consumers to do more cooking at home and getting them working with cuts and products that they weren't as familiar with. Tonzer says that the increase in demand for more cut options at the meat counter is both a blessing and a curse.
More support, also a challenge, because now you have, you know, more of these decisions are made cut level, as we talked about earlier. You know, I'll interject ground pork. You know, ground pork is something that's talked about a lot more today than it was 5 years ago.
Right.
But not everybody in the U.S. consumes ground pork, period, much less in equal proportions and has the same desire, right? So QR codes on your iPhone, right, and resources behind that to give you kind of a menu of how to do it are increasingly important. My opinion, for a moment, is cooking knowledge is very diverse in our country as well. Younger generations are less comfortable just kind of winging it, all else equal. But if you have something with a QR code and they pull it up and follow it as the first experience, they're way more comfortable. So the industry increasingly knows that. That's kind of a lesson learned coming out of the pandemic as they were cooking at home. But that's much more cut level is the point, I'd say. It's not just a generic, this is how you prepare pork. It's this is how you prepare ground pork. This is what you do with a pork chop and so forth. Those resources are out there, and the industry's pretty good about getting that in front of consumers that seek them out.
Tonzer says that consumers have changed, especially when they look at price. It's not as big of a weight on their decisions as it used to be.
I think people make a cut-by-cut decision, not aggregate, right? And if you're not comfortable, I usually use roast as an example. You could walk into a grocery store and buy a beef roast or a pork roast, and my mother would have been sort of equally comfortable and knowledgeable cooking either one. So if there's a big price change in one or the other, that would nudge her one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I don't think that describes the typical person working in the grocery store anymore. They're not equally knowledgeable or aware of both, and therefore they're less willing to substitute just because the price is different.
We have more comments available at iowaagnet.com, and our full conversation will be on this weekend's Weekend Ag Matters. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.